Congratulations, Ashley, for today's Passover meal.
Thank you so much.
And we have a few questions.
Ashley, how do you feel about today's cultural event?
I think it went really well. I'm happy with the outcome. I'm very grateful for all of the members and the staff who helped me prepare the meal and cook it, serve it. I had a lot of help from a lot of people, but we all came together and I think it worked out really nicely.
Thank you. I think it did as well, and it was quite a cultural experience, and we learned a bit more about Passover.
Hi, Ashley. It's Lionel. So the second question is, how did you prepare the food?
So there were many different components to the meal. So the appetizer was a matzo ball soup. So for the matzo ball soup, we actually used real chicken bones to make the broth. So we did that, and we added a lot of different vegetables inside too. We boiled up the soup for a few hours. So that was the soup broth. And then the matzo balls, a few members helped me as well. So that we use what we call matzo meal. So that's basically made from matzah and sort of like flour, but it's what we call kosher for Passover. So we take the matzah meal, we added some eggs, salt, and some oil and form them into balls, and we boil them on the stove. And then for the main meal event, we had potato latkes and what we call matzah brei. So the potato latkes are basically a fried potato pancake. And the matzah brei is kind of like an egg scramble with pieces of matzah inside. And then lastly, for the dessert, it was coconut macaroons. So those are a mix of coconut, condensed milk, some egg whites, and then baked in the oven.
Oh, that's great.
What was the challenging or the interesting part of it?
So I would say a challenge was this morning we made the coconut macaroons, and because I guess I'm not so used to how the oven works here, they all burned. So we had to, Michaela actually ran out for me and got more coconut and got more condensed milk. So we had to remake them very quickly, and we were kind of in a rush, but everything still ended up working out very nicely. So I'm happy with the outcome.
Is this the meal that people in Israel would have for Passover? Does it taste similar?
So there's different sort of sectors of Jews and different cultural backgrounds. So my personal cultural background is Eastern European. But then there's also some Jewish people who their background is Moroccan, and then some whose background is Israeli. So we all sort of have different takes on Passover. A lot of Jewish people will continue to eat the matzo ball soup. That's like a classic, and everyone does eat matzah. But the recipes will have sort of different takes on them depending on the cultural background. For example, some Moroccan Jews might add more different spices inside, whereas Eastern European Jews might take a more plain approach like what we eat today.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, Ashley. You've been wonderful as an interviewee.
Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you, Ashley. I hope you achieve what you're looking for and graduate and have a good job and satisfy your needs.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you. You're so welcome. Oh yes. My God, that was so good. Unreal.
I really enjoyed today's meal, and I think that Ashley did a very good job in preparing and coordinating everything in the kitchen. And I didn't know what to expect, but I was pleasantly surprised at how good everything tasted.
Well, today was an eye-opener for me in different ways in terms of the meal that was served so carefully and the different items that were on the menu, like the matzo ball soup, the potato latkes, the macaroons, and the egg and matzah mix. So I learned something new about what people of a certain Eastern culture, let's say, like Ashley's, like to serve and eat on for Passover. And the other thing is that I found that the music that played during our meal was quite something. I had heard klezmer music before, only because of the choir I'm in, but honestly, it was very appropriate accompaniment to our meal and made things very enjoyable. All in all, it was a great success.
You are listening to www.radio-up.org. Have a wonderful day.